Tonight, the U.S. finally reached President Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults. Meanwhile, the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread, and new cases per day in the U.S. have increased sixfold over the past month to a level not seen since the middle of February. Dr. Anthony Fauci of NIH spoke a little while ago during a White House COVID response team news conference.
Bottom line is, when you're dealing with a variant, you don't get the kind of protection that you would have hoped to have gotten from a previous infection.
And joining us live on Skype tonight, Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, professor and chair of the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco. Welcome back, doctor. How would you describe the condition we're currently in? Some mask rules are in effect, not everywhere, though. How do we navigate this?
Yeah, the Delta variant is really a game changer, and it means that we're going to have to use all the tools at our disposal to help protect each of us individually and to help protect our communities. That means, first and foremost, we need to get our vaccination rates up. We really have to have everyone vaccinated. People who are not vaccinated are at risk right now. And while the cases are rising, that's why you see more of discussions about masking.
How encouraged or discouraged are you about the recent reports that formerly resistant people in some of the states that have the most cases have finally decided to get vaccinated? Does that move the needle at all, or is it just too little too late?
Well, we are really behind the eight ball, let's face it. If you look in states like Louisiana that really are talking about hospitals full to capacity, we really are behind the eight ball when you look at states like Florida. But it's not too late. And frankly, we're going to be in dealing with the coronavirus in some form for quite some time. So we do need to get the vaccines into enough people, get our vaccination rates up to turn the tide, but also to prepare ourselves to trying to get life back to normal as much as we can. And that really starts first and foremost with the vaccines.
Do you believe that people on the cutting edge of this, yourself included, were a little surprised by the fact that vaccinated people can get sick? Maybe not sick to the point that they're going to the hospital, but did it catch people a little off guard that you have these breakthrough infections?
Yeah, I don't know that it really caught people off guard who've been following this virus. And I want to make sure that people understand what the data really show. These vaccines are reduce your likelihood of having severe illness or dying from COVID-19 by 25-fold. They reduce your chance of being infected by 8-fold. But while cases are rising in the environment around you, there is a certain number of people who are going to have these rare infections, even if they're vaccinated. So that we knew. The Delta variant is a game changer because it moves so much more quickly from one person to another. It really ups the ante on all of that. And I think the thing that we didn't quite appreciate is that vaccinated people, if they get one of these rare infections, might be able to transmit it to other people. And that's the reason why, in the environment of surging cases, that many places are choosing to reimpose the masking mandates.
Beyond what we've discussed as a way to finish up this conversation, what else are you telling concerned patients right now?
Right. The good news is that the vaccines are really working. They're working exactly as we intend them to do. We should not take the urgency of the Delta variant as somehow leading us to be hopeless that we are never going to get out of this. We are going to turn the tide on this. We just need more people to nudge from being whatever it is, whether it's apathy or hesitancy, to really accepting the vaccines, hopefully in the fall to getting more of our children vaccinated. That's the first step we all need to take. This is not hopeless, but there is an urgency now for everyone to do a little bit more than they were doing yesterday.
All right. We will seize upon the hope and the urgency that you're offering, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, professor and chair of the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco. She's also a prominent person at the UCSF School of Medicine.